This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan. Shout out Scott Parks. Good guy. Love that guy. But it is a Friday. Last hour. 59 minutes away until Bob is on a boat.
I'm on a boat.
Will you let Ralph play that?
I'm sure he'll already have that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right on the playlist.
Okay.
Ralph's good when it comes to the playlists.
He's just hitting up, he's just living his best life, man. Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
Does Ralph do the tunes at the tailgate?
We go in together on that. Sometimes I'll put together a list. Most of the time, it's usually him that's putting together
the
list.
Usually.
You can feel free to contribute songs as well. Send them in to R. Miller at tailgatemusic.com, and he'll put it on the tailgate list. Yeah.
It's usually bangers.
Nice.
Everything sounds good in a parking lot, though.
That's pretty true.
All right, let's get to it. Richard of the Week. Nice.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Richard of the Week, Friday at 9 o'clock, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, zero bubbles. They're fantastic. Just ask Matt.
They are great. They're so phenomenal. Good. Yeah. Who doesn't love them?
It's funny, I went to my buddy's house on Sunday over the holiday weekend, and three different people came in and said, thanks a lot, Dusty, and they were holding the Surfside. I said,
that's great.
It's paying off.
Heck yes, that's awesome.
I was like,
awesome.
Keep sipping, man. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, it's a very divided crowd. You're either like Team Tea or Team Lemonade.
I think you're right about that, 100%. I'm Team Tea.
Yeah, I like the peach tea and Arnold Palmer one they have. Like those two on a patio or like on a hot day.
They're dangerous, man. Those peaches are so good.
Oh, yeah. You suck those things down like a chili dog in John Mellencamp. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, who's the Richard of the Week?
Well, I figure Matt could start because that kind of leads into his Richard of the Week, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, that word makes sense. Mine is John Mellencamp.
Suck it on a chili dog.
What are we doing? If you haven't heard, John Mellencamp just being a total Richard towards Pat McAfee, who before game 5 of the Pacers Knicks series, they handed him the microphone. He's down courtside at the Indiana game. He's obviously a huge figure in Indiana, and he just starts talking trash to Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet. Nothing, no cursing, nothing dirty, just sports banter. Before a huge game, Indiana has a chance to make the finals, and John Mellencamp comes out. And he didn't feel like a Hoosier that night. That's not the Indiana way. This isn't
what the hell does that mean? The Indiana way.
What are you talking
about?
It's
one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. That's not the Kansas way.
Yeah, exactly.
What does that mean?
Maybe he just needs a lover that won't drive him crazy.
Oh God. You tell me you pulled up this whole discography now.
I could just go all through Mellencamp songs. I had his greatest hits as a kid.
I think we all had that. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I listened to Pink Houses, mm-hmm. Jack and Diane. Try that. That's Jason Aldean. Small Town, is that? I was born in a small town.
Yeah.
And I live in a small town. Take a shot of beer every time he says small town.
I just don't understand that not the Indiana way or whatever. That's so stupid.
I watched that and I was like, this is sports. This is great.
Yeah.
This is entertainment. This is banter. This is riffing. This is good. This is awesome.
I think people are having a hard time, and I think people in sports are having a hard time and understanding you better be more entertainment than sports these days.
Mm-hmm.
You would better be more entertainment than sports these days. It's no longer. I was listening to whoever was filling in for Ben Maller as I was driving. This guy's breaking down the depth chart of the Dolphins. Who the hell cares?
At 4 a.m.
Yeah, right? but Pat McAfee and getting the crowd hyped up, that's what it's about. People want to be entertained. They're paying a lot of money. You got to bring something to the party, man. You got to bring something to the party. Mm. Entertainment is where it is. That, why do you think Pat McAfee's the highest rated, highest paid guy
Shouldn't he know that?
Media?
Shouldn't John know that?
Mellencamp?
Entertainment? No. Like, that's your thing?
That's his thing. He wants to go watch a game and do it the Indiana way.
Yeah, he was just trying to drop a cherry bomb. What? All right, Bob. Yeah, the Ben Maller guys.
The entire cast of the Ben Maller show, other than Ben Maller. Yeah. I mean,
golly.
Ben Maller gets these guys on a free trip to Vancouver, Canada. The entire show.
Yeah. Free.
Free. Some listeners picking up the tab. Great deal, right?
Wow.
Flying them all up there, doing the whole nine yards. Two of the people on the Ben Maller show made dinner reservations for themselves and didn't invite Ben to go with them.
Why?
Well, they didn't think he'd like the food.
Oh.
That's crazy, okay. Dude.
So instead of asking him and letting him say no, which is the proper way to do things, they didn't even invite him. They just said, we're going here. You're not invited. He's the guy that got them this trip.
He's the trip.
He's the reason why they're on this trip.
You wouldn't be if it wasn't for me.
And they're just going to dinner and didn't invite him. That's a low rent move.
That's crazy.
I even asked him, I was like, so like things are going to be all right. He goes, yeah, well, we'll see.
Who knows?
And I'm like, that's an honest answer, Ben. And he's like, yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where we go from here. Like that legit pissed.
I mean, that would tick me off. I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like we did that to you, Bob, in New Orleans. If Dusty and I were just like, all right, man.
Yeah. The restaurant's in a basement. We didn't figure you want to come here. Dude, just send me a text and I'll let you know. If it 90% of the time is going to be like, yeah, I'm good on that. Okay, at least you said
you got to make the offer.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
It's like Ben telling us we were invited to his party. He doesn't really want us there, but he's inviting.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. But yeah, I mean, it's just every time.
Every time.
Bingo card.
Oh, Josh and I used to check every time. He got it.
It's my favorite. I love that he does that.
Yeah.
He's got to say it.
Well, I don't know if the Dolphins are the I don't know if the Dolphins are the Roses. Thanks for having me, guys. But I don't know if they're the same people.
It's great.
My Rich of the Week is?
Nah, they played harder than us, I think. I think they played harder than us. You know, loose balls, like rebounds, like all that. We got to be able to win that battle.
Pascal, can you make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level? Like, you know what was the stake, and you're saying they played harder than you guys. You didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible to not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying
that happens in the game though. That's basketball.
In game 5, we didn't
play. You're good. You're good, bro.
It's awesome.
So, Richard of the Week, that reporter, and his name is who?
Guthrie.
Oh, it's Greg Doyle.
Greg Doyle.
Yeah, this guy was the one who, you know, hit on Caitlin Clark or whatever he did with Caitlin Clark, made her feel creeped out by
him. Now
he
can't cover the Indiana Fever.
Right.
Now he's 1 foot out of the door for the Indiana Pacers, mm-hmm. who are about to maybe possibly play in the NBA championship.
Yeah, seriously.
Greg Doyle, more like Greg Boyle. You, sir, suck. You're a Richard. You make us other media members look bad. Mm-hmm. This is why athletes tend to not like us because of people like you mm-hmm. who are letting us have to go through all of this because they're worried about people that sit in the room. And I have talked to PR people before and they have told me, yeah, we know the guys. Like, we know who the people are that are going to try to fish. That man, Greg Boyle, was fishing mm-hmm. for a content of nothing. And Siakam, I thought, was great. You good, bro? Like, I told you what you wanted. I did exact. That's why Rory McIlroy doesn't want to talk to the media. And I know there's a lot of people that have an opinion about that. And I get it. Rory's a little soft, S-A-F-W-F-T, mm-hmm. soft. And he could talk. But it's because of questions like that. Like, what do you mean you didn't play hard enough? That's not what he said. He said they played harder. They're in an elimination game. You back the wolf into the corner, the wolf's going to be a little bit more angrier than he would be out on his own. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. And you're trying to bait this guy who's a team that you cover. They know, you know, are you good? He finds out his name, rolls his eyes, and that guy will never get another answer again. And if he does try to ask Halliburton a question, if they do anything, he might do the next question.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. If you want to do that and burn your bridge where that's one of the main entities of your job is to get a quote and to get something to build your article on or your piece on, and now you're looked at as a Richard from the athletes, and Siakam, hate to break it to you, second best player on that team, big face of the Indiana Pacers, and now you've ruined that for yourself,
and maybe your organization that you work for. So Boyle, Doyle, Foyle, I don't know who you are, Richard of the Week, get out of here. Quit ruining it for others.
Yeah, and that's the point right there. He is ruining it for others, and it's always, you know, one person that makes everybody look bad. That's just the way it works in life, right? And he's going to push it so far where they go, you know what? Sorry, no media is going to be allowed in here. And it's going to be because of that guy's fault, right? And then that cuts off the access that fans have to the players. I know a lot of teams do stuff through their own website, but it's still good to have the checks and balances of the media there to kind of keep everybody in line, you know, with what's going on. And so there's no reason to do this kind of stuff.
No.
You are trying to bait somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's crap. You don't do that.
Someone said what Ben Maller's teammates did to him was like Drew going to Quick Trip and not asking Pink if he wanted anything.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just slimy from that reporter. He's trying to get him to say that he didn't try, that they weren't trying. And also, he's, you know, for us non-athletes, he's trying to be all nice and sincere. Shut up, man. You know what you're doing.
You know exactly what you're doing.
Pound sand.
Yeah.
Get bent.
You know, if this guy didn't have a track record, it's one thing.
Yes.
This guy has a track record in that town, in that sport.
He tried to hit on Caitlin Clark.
I mean.
What are you doing?
Creepy, man.
Been in the league for 5 minutes and you're getting rid of the Taylor Swift heart. Travis Kelce's doing that to Taylor Swift. You ain't them. She ain't about you, bro.
She's like, yeah, I do that to my family.
Yeah, not to rando reporters.
Not to rando creep reporter guy.
You'd be better off asking for a selfie than showing a heart.
Yes.
Oh, the cover is out for NCAA College Football 26. Have you guys seen it?
I have not.
It's outstanding.
Oh, it's Jordan.
Jordan coaching.
I'm going to buy it. Did they get her approved? We're not talking about it.
Yeah, we're not talking about this. When did you know you were going to be on the Madden cover? We're not talking about this.
Yeah, that's right. That is Richard of the Week, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. Do what Bob does, get the peach. Do what Mac does, get the Arnold Palmer version, the lemonade and tea version. But it is the proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and their best part is there are zero bubbles. We will go back to what we heard today from the outside sources about this big matchup tonight that starts a huge, the biggest three-game series for your Kansas City Royals. We'll get into what Scales and Rogers had to say, who joined us earlier today on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Fesco and Dusty, subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Back in on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Our guy, Mac Morey, with us as well. That guy with the sexy laugh. He's there.
We still got to plan Denny's bachelor party. We got more of that to do.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that, right? Denny Matthews getting married, got engaged in the last week to Amy. Congratulations. Found that out last night at Dayton Moore. See you in the Major Leagues Foundation C10 event, a Top Golf, an unbelievable event. They do a really amazing job of mentoring kids. I was glad you got to be a part of that yesterday and kind of see what we've been doing for all these years with these kids. And, you know, my wife's a mentor for his foundation. Every Wednesday night, she's there with those kids, and they're doing things that I would have given my left arm to have some opportunities that they're presenting these kids. And they turn out to be wonderful, wonderful kids. You know, one of the kids that was walking around with us yesterday, Isaac, and he's going into music and all that kind of stuff, wants to come in and shadow us. He goes to Morehouse College down in Atlanta. Great story about him. And whatnot. You get to meet so many inspiring kids, and listening to these kids have their heads on their shoulders, knowing what they want to do and what's important in life. Like, Dayton's done an amazing job. This guy hasn't been with the Royals in a couple of years, but every day Dayton Moore has an impact on Kansas City that everybody can feel. That's the kind of human being him and Marianne, his wife, and his family are. They do unbelievable things for this city every single day, and I'm so very, very honored that they have me and my wife a part of their foundation. They just do such a great job with that, and so we had the opportunity to be out there yesterday at Topgolf and then got the news that Denny's engaged.
Yeah, his single status on Facebook and gone.
Yeah.
So that'll be a fun time. Going back to our Richard of the Week comment, somebody what is his name? Doyle?
Yeah, Greg Doyle.
Greg Doyle.
Yeah.
Somebody said Greg Doyle's that kid on your team that made you all have to run laps.
That's a great text.
Shut up, yeah. Greg. I don't want to run again. We've been here for an hour.
Yeah.
Well, Greg opened up his mouth again, guys. Back and down, back, down, back. Son of a gun.
I was talking to one of the former C-10 students that's now playing college baseball yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, they're changing coaches or whatever it is in JUCO ranks, and he goes, yeah. He goes, we only had like one fist fight this year. I'm like, really? On your team? What happened? And he goes, oh, the pitchers are lazy, man. Like, they don't want to run through the end of the line, right? And so he goes, like, every time they didn't hustle and sprint through and finish the sprint properly, they added another one on. He goes, and all the position players are mad. They want to beat up the pitchers because they're not hustling and running through the end of the line. That's Greg Doyle.
No doubt.
You're ruining it for everybody, pal.
Yeah, you're making us all, you're making us all run gassers, and nobody likes the word gassers when it comes to football or basketball. They are the worst.
Ugh.
Tonight is a big series. It starts off in Kansas City tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. I can't emphasize enough how much importance there is in this series. I understand. I all understand. When it comes to where your feelings are with this Royals team, you know what Detroit is. They're the best team in baseball. They have, Casey Mize going tonight, Tarik Skubal on Saturday. Gonna be a tough, you know, back-to-back games. But here's the deal. You got Seth Lugo back on the mound, and this is what Bobby Scales, who joined us earlier on the show, who does color commentary for those Detroit Tigers, had to say about Seth Lugo.
Seth Lugo is who he is, and he's interesting too, because I appreciate in the era of power, everything, power fastball, power slider, power curveballs, you know, we're seeing changeups at 90, 91. Seth Lugo is a guy who is a pitching artisan. His array of pitches is impressive. And his ability to command all of those pitches to both sides of the plate, to both-handed hitters, is very impressive. You know, in my prep work with him, he's one of the guys where I write down very little because you know what he's going to do. He's going to use all his pitches. He's going to pitch to all quadrants with the zone. And he's going to change eye level, and he's going to, you know, it's one thing for a guy to go east-west with his pitches. It's one thing for a guy to go north-south. One thing that guys don't do a lot of, in my opinion, in today's baseball, is get guys going back and forth. And what I mean is speed them up, slow them down further, slow them down even further, and bam, speed them up again. Get guys in the rocker. And as a former position player, that is the worst place to be. I can handle a guy that works the top or bottom. I can handle a guy that goes east and west. But the guy that can do one of those things, if not both, but also have me constantly in the rocker speed-wise is the guy that gives me the most trouble. And if he's doing that tonight, it could be a long night for the Tigers. And that's how he pitches. And so, I know he's coming back from injury a little bit, had the middle finger injury the finger injury. It's going to be interesting to see what pitches he has a feel for, but that's what he does. And that's what he's very good at. And so look for that tonight.
So that's what I'm interested in tonight, because there's a couple of storylines that revolve around Seth Lugo. And part of that storyline with Seth Lugo is a lot of you out there that really love this Noah Cameron kid. And Seth Lugo's a guy that's probably going to opt out of his contract at the end of this year, as he should, try to get a lot of money before he hangs up his hat for the rest of his career. And Seth Lugo's coming off the finger injury that he had, and now he's ready to go. It's a big, big game tonight and a big series that starts off tonight. And if you want Noah Cameron on this pitching staff and you want to get a bat, Seth Lugo is the guy that you need to see go out there and do exactly what Bobby Scales just said. Be that up and down, east and west, north and south sort of pitcher. Keep Detroit guessing. Show that you have what it takes to go out there and shove against not just the Tigers, the best team in baseball, because this is a playoff game. This is a playoff series. This is a best of three, win or go home type of deal. I know that there's a lot of the season left.
No, but this is a big mark.
This lets you know where you're at, because what's everybody say? Royals can't beat the best teams. Royals can't beat the good teams. Even though they took 2 out of 3 against San Francisco, I ain't done. But either way you want to look at it, this is a test game for Lugo in so many ways. Does he still have that sort of starter stuff that you can put the ball in his hand in game one? And if he does, and someone has the availability to give you a bat, then Seth Lugo is a name that you could float out there, because you do have that belief in what you think you have and a guy in Noah Cameron.
Well, and also, too, I use the term expiring contract, but if you can opt out at the end of the season, it's an expiring contract. Seth Lugo may be the right guy to do away with because you may not be able to re-sign him. Or maybe you feel confident that he's not going to opt out. You have those conversations with him beforehand, and maybe he says, you know what, I'm going to pick up my option and stay here for another year, and then that way you take me off the trading block. There is the possibility, there's possibility of everything out there. But I think when you're looking to trade for that bat, and as we know, as we've talked about today, there's not going to be many bats available, is what Jesse Rogers of ESPN.com, who covers baseball, told us. We'll get to him in a second. There's not going to be many bats available out there to go and trade. You may have to part with something you didn't want to part with to get that bat that you need. And I'm kind of torn on what to do. I know this team needs a bat. They need a bat to get to the playoffs, but they're going to need pitching when they get to the playoffs. I think, in my opinion anyway, they have a surplus of really good pitching. I think it would be okay to trade one of your pitchers for a bat.
No doubt about it. And the other thing about this series, and I know it's huge, and it's going to give you a lot of answers to the rest of the season, which the summer has started, the June month is coming, July, the All-Star break, all that stuff is coming for baseball. But there will be highs and lows in the season, and Bobby Scales had this to say about the emotions of the highs and lows.
It's a long year, man. You cannot ride the emotional highs, the emotional highs or lows anytime you're involved in this game. You just cannot do it. And I will say this, I don't know Rocco that well as a person. I hear great things about him, especially given some of the injuries he's had, you know, to contend with. When you don't have they've played something like, so their stats ridiculous, I'm not going to quote it, I'm going to get it wrong, but they have not had Lewis and Buxton and Correa on the field at the same time for extended periods of time during these last few years. But, you know, when you get those guys back healthy, or at least get two or three of them, you got a chance. In our case, the thing that I would say is that A.J. Hinch gets a lot of credit for the movement of the chess pieces in game. He's very good at that. That goes with, you know, that his, it's evidenced by some of the things he's doing. The reason he's able to do that is because he has two things. Number one, he has very, very versatile players. And he has players that have bought in. And as a leader, you get buy-in when you have complete, open, and honest communication with your group. Here's what we need from you today. Here's what we need from you tomorrow. Here's what we need from you going forward. The message is consistent. The message is clear. The message is truthful, and it doesn't change.
Imagine that, right? Here's the clear message. Here's what we're going for. Here's what we expect, Addy, and let's go. But he started that off talking about riding the highs and lows. And that's a message for every Royals fan who's on, you know, social media complaining about June 13th or May 5th or whatever the case may be. You can't do that. It's not smart. It's not healthy. It's not good. It's a long season. You got to ride that wave. And one day the text line wants everybody fired. The next day they want extensions for everybody. Then they want everybody fired. Then they want extensions for everybody. You can't live baseball like it is football. I thought that was a great reminder for Bobby Scales. Chill the F out, man. It's early.
Yeah, that was music to your ears. Something that wasn't music to your ears. Well, Bobby, we appreciate the time. Have a good call on the game tonight. Enjoy the three games against the Tigers and the Royals.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much. Go Blue.
Yes, sir. Snuck that Go Blue in there.
The Go Blue was brilliant by him. I mean, that's a great job. I love the fact that he came back around and texted you back and goes, I had to get the Go Blue in there. Yes. Hey, man, it's Ohio State. It's Michigan. You know, we talked some smack back and forth. And then he snuck that in at the end. He wins. Tip of the cap to him. That's tip awesome. Of the cap to Bobby Scales. That's Bobby Scales 1, Bobby Fesco nothing. That was a great move by him, man. Brilliant.
Great move by Mac earlier as well.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
Versus one gorilla. Who wins? We also had Jesse Rogers on, who is with ESPN.com, covers the White Sox and the Cubs. And we asked about adding a bat for the Royals.
There's always a couple teams that are feeling like, okay, we're really not in it. But this is the one year I think that could be different, where it really is a seller's market. I mean, so really anybody on the Marlins, you know, that you're interested in that would be available? I'm not sure that there are. So long story short, I don't think there's going to be that many good hitters available. But the good news is, most of the time, teams are looking for pitching. The contenders are looking for pitching. There's not a lot of teams, contending teams, that have that many holes on offense like Kansas City might. And there's not that many contending teams that have as good a starting staff as Kansas City. So while everybody's zigging for starting pitching, you guys could zag and look for that one or two hitters that might be available. So that's kind of my bird's eye view here on May 30th.
So he mentions that where
the zig and the zag where everybody's going to look for pitching, but the Royals don't necessarily have to do that. And I always go back to last year with Josh Vernier talking about this, our Royals insider here at 96.5 The Fan, and probably one of the best dudes on the planet Earth. And he had said that the Royals last year were in a very good spot during the trade deadline because they didn't have to go get one of the hardest pieces to try to get, and that is a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do that. They have that. What they need is what a lot of people have, which is the availability of baseball bats, and the Royals don't have that. The Royals have a dynamite pitching staff. So then you ask yourself, okay, well, if you have that starting rotation, you have pitchers that you can, you know, maybe shop around, do you necessarily get rid of those pitchers to get a bat, or do you wait and think that maybe Caglione is that person? I don't know if that's the only answer you have in Caglione. I think I'm like you and Vern. I think I would like to have another bat.
Yeah, he's a answer. He's not the complete answer.
Right. And then we asked Jesse Rogers on trading a pitcher.
If they decide to move one of those guys, yeah. I mean, that would be an interesting move to trade from your strength and one that could get you. I mean, one of the young guys. I mean, obviously Cameron's off to a great start. Who else is who am I thinking
Bubich.
Of? Yeah, Bubich. That's the name. Because they're not gonna trade Lugo or Waka or whatever. Bubich or Cameron if they really wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not something I was thinking trading from your starting staff a major league for major league trade. You don't see that very often. You all of a sudden you do that. You trade Bubich. And then there's an injury on the staff, and you go from a strength to a weakness. I mean, I think if starting pitching is your strength, you don't turn away from it. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't do that. I would, you know, if you want to unload the farm system, fine. But I guess Bubich. But I'm not positive, you know, which one necessarily gets you the most, because I don't think it's something that the Royals should do.
I get it. It's a great, great, great point by Jesse Rogers. It's completely opposite of the way that I was thinking. But after listening to him, unlike most people in 2025, I'm like, oh, that's an interesting way to look at something different that I wasn't considering. And so now I'm kind of like, he makes a great point. Do I want to trade from a strength? And I think ultimately I still do, even though he made a great case for why you don't want to trade for a strength. But or trade a strength, you know, to make a weakness stronger. But I still think this weakness is so weak right now that you need to upgrade that weakness. And I think our strength is really strong right now. It's the best staff in the American League, maybe one of the best staffs in all of baseball. You've got the opportunity to do that. Had Noah Cameron not done what he's done over the last four starts or whatever he's had, and then Jesse said that, I'd be like, yeah, I see what you're saying. But I think now that they have Noah Cameron, if you trade any of these pitchers on this staff, you've got a guy that can fill in for them. Where maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, maybe you didn't have that guy or didn't know that you had that guy. You now have essentially 6 pitchers for 5 spots. And so if you do trade one of your 5, then Cameron becomes one of your 5 and you're back to where you are. The injury thing, yes, I get that. Baseball players seemingly get injured looking the wrong direction at times, but I don't think you can operate going the what if with the injury situations. If an injury happens, you're probably screwed anyway, I think.
So I also worry about the morale of the team. Like, it doesn't take a village idiot to realize what the strength of this team is, right? Mm-hmm. The pitching, which means, you know, this team relies on its pitching. Like, the bats in this lineup are saying to themselves, hey, yeah, they're down, but let's just go get 3 or 4 and we should be fine. You get rid of one of those guys that's a piece of your starting rotation, it might, you know, kind of change the, what is it, in Back to the Future, the continued line
the
or whatever.
Space-time continuum or whatever. It may.
That could affect that to where if you go back in time, like, man, imagine if we didn't trade Bubich.
Right.
And again, I'm not advocating that you trade Bubich. I'm just reacting to what most people want to see, and that is a bat. And the way I look at trades is you have to get, or in order to get, you have to give. You cannot give a Lorenz and expect a Mullins. I don't think so. What you need to see happen is, are the Royals in a luxury spot here with a lot of starting pitching? The answer is yes.
Yes.
Right now they have 6 guys that can go out there and shove. And when Reagans comes back, that's your full 6, right? Mm-hmm. There may be 7. You'd have Reagans, Lugo, Watka, Lorenzen, and Bubich. Then you throw Noah Cameron out there. There's your 6 starting pitchers that could all go out there and do that. When it comes to the playoffs, though,
you're not going to have six guys.
I mean, you only need three.
And you've got a bullpen.
Yeah.
So at what point do you find that sweet spot?
That's where I'm stuck. That's where I'm stuck.
But you've got to get there first.
You've got to get there. And a bat helps you get there, but pitchers help you win once you're there. But if you don't get there, then you can't win when you're there.
Because what we've also said is that we have a World Series caliber starting rotation and a minor league
batting order. Yep.
So that's the deal.
So I think at the end of the day, push comes to shove, I am probably trading one of those starting pitchers to get a bat. I got to short. What are you going to do? Where are you leaning on that one? Mac, where are you leaning on that one?
I go to your theory, man. You win now.
Yeah.
And is Bubic going to be here in 4 years? I don't know. Is Lugo going to be on this team next year? Definitely not. I don't think so. And is Lorenzen a long-term answer? I don't believe that either. So if you have to move somebody, I mean, you're still keeping your ace of your staff from day one, which is Cole Reagans. We all know that. Everyone believes that Cole Reagans is your ace. I understand that Bubic is having a great year. But if you want to see this team get to the playoffs, they've got to continue this pitching. And if you get rid of those guys, and like they've said, if somebody goes down or somebody's out, which can obviously happen. I mean, Lugo misses a couple of starts with a finger injury.
Uh-huh.
Reagans has missed a couple of starts now with the quad injury. I mean, these things can happen.
But also, if you're scoring a few more runs per game, the pressure's off those guys on the mound, too, in a big way. And I think we need to start taking the pressure off of the guys on the mound. We can't expect these guys to go out to give up two or three runs every single time and then the bullpen to be perfect.
Yeah.
It's impossible, man.
Which
it really
is. This team is expecting right now. Or that's their plan to win. That's their map.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's... Yes, it's what we think their plan is to win. I'm sure they're not planning like, all right, we got to go out there and can only do this, you know, until we find everything else. Like, it's hard in baseball to hold teams down every single night. For 2 months, the Royals have done a really nice job at that. They really have done a great job of limiting the opposition. They're not getting blown out. They're not giving up, you know, crooked numbers and innings or anything like that. How much longer can you do that, though, where everybody is perfect? You're relying on essentially 13 people to be perfect every time they do their job. And as we know, that's hard to do, you know? It's not a knock against those guys at all. It's like now's the time to give people some more resources, give them a little relief, you know, give them the opportunities to have successes.
I just think every year that you have Bobby Witt Jr. on your roster, you've got to go all out and try and win. And the way this team looks right now, the way they're going to win is, yes, with the pitching, but that one extra bat could possibly go through the roof. And if you have the ability to extend that ceiling with a guy like Bobby Witt in his prime, you have to do it.
And another point to kind of pick up where you left off there, you know, if you get that other bat, maybe you wrap up a playoff berth a lot earlier than late in the year, and you can take some of those taxing innings off your pitchers at the end of September. Like, say you get a bat, and all of a sudden by mid-September, by the 20th of September, you've got a playoff spot locked up. Well, then you've got essentially 10 days the rest of the month where you can dial back your starters and not put so many hard taxing innings on them, too.
Well, and guys like Salvi as well.
Yeah, they're perfect example. Yeah. Another guy. Take Salvi out of line.
Vinny,
give him some
we
days.
Know he struggles with it. Yes, exactly.
Do you guys take a sub-bar conversation, want to put any money on the Panthers to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, the 2026 Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go no.
Okay. 2002-2003, Ohio State won the national championship. The Panthers opened their season versus Jacksonville. J-Lo files for divorce from Chris Judo. The Panthers made the Super Bowl. 2014-2015, Ohio State won the national championship. Panthers opened that season with the Jags. J-Lo divorced Mark Anthony. The Panthers made the Super Bowl.
Jeez.
In 2024-2025, Ohio State was the national champion. The Carolina Panthers opened their season with the Jacksonville Jaguars. J-Lo filed a divorce against Ben Affleck. Super Bowl appearance in 2026?
Awesome. I think so.
That's awesome.
I think. I mean, you have to. That's a $5 flyer.
Oh, and by the way, Kayla Nicole has now again made some more remarks about Travis Kelce and his relationship.
Why?
I don't know. It's on page 6 if you want to read it. I'm not clicking on it. I've had enough of this lady.
Gosh.
Stay away. Go home. Go home, buddy. I work alone. That's what Mr. Incredible told him.
Yes.
Why is she still out there?
Why do people care?
I don't. Page 6 does.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Why? Who cares? That's like going and interviewing all of our ex-girlfriends and talking about years ago.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Insane.
Do people, and I love Travis and Taylor to death, but do people have that much interest where they care about what somebody's ex says about them? Like, is that, maybe it is. They wouldn't keep putting these stories out there if people weren't clicking on them.
Clicks. Yep.
So don't click on it. but read it on the air. I know, I know. I'm a contradicting fool. Somebody says, what's the higher number, Celtics titles or J-Lo marriages? I don't know. They might get another title when they go get your boy Giannis and get rid of Jaylen Brown.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Giannis is going to start shooting threes next year. We'll wrap this show up on the other side and get to our can of corn of the weekend here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Here to wrap up the show here in about 10 minutes. How about we just move Denny's wedding up a few days and have it at the end of the parade? Could you imagine?
Oh my God, how awesome would that be? Instead of people coming out giving speeches about winning the World Series, it's Denny's marriage ceremony. That'd be awesome.
Coming in on a Rolls Royce.
Oh, people would love that. That'd be the greatest parade day thing in the history of American professional sports. Nothing. Not even Mark Madsen dancing or Matthew Stafford watching that poor girl fall off the podium and do nothing about it would top Denny and Amy getting married in Union Station after the Royals win the World Series. How cool would that be?
Here comes the bride and gone. Honeymoon. Oh, man.
It's going to be so much fun giving Denny the bachelor party. He's getting engaged, got engaged, getting married November 15th. Like, I'm so excited. Like, I was like a little kid. You're getting engaged? You're getting married? What? I mean, like, gosh.
Right.
So fun.
Can't wait for that. That'll be a great time. That was fun to know that. I never thought in my life I would do my Denny Matthews impersonation in front of Denny Matthews.
It was great.
It was like the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, it kind of was. And then he did his Harry Carey impersonation,
we would just rip the Band-Aid off after that point.
I mean, it was dead on. Then he did his Ryan Lefevre impersonation, too.
Yeah. Wow. But no, it's been a fun short week this week. Getting ready to hit the weekend. Before we do that, let's get into our can of corn, something that will easily be taken advantage of this weekend. I will say this because I talked to Jake Eisenberg at that event last night. He'll be on with Cody and Gold today, the play-by-play voice of the Royals. You hear him on the radio or the TV all the time. Plus, you can hear the Royals tonight here on 96.5 The Fan, Josh Verner's pregame show as well. I got to go to Block 16 in Omaha.
Okay. What's that?
It's a burger joint. And
nice.
Direct quote from Eisenberg, it's the best burger you'll ever eat. It's the best burger I've ate. You have to and you must go. I will tell Alex the same thing on air tomorrow.
What makes a great burger? Like people, because you hear that all the time, right? You got to have this burger. You got to have that burger. Mm-hmm. What makes that one the best one that he's ever had? I'd like to know, because when you're done, I want all the answers. Like maybe they did like, Wagyu beef or whatever the case may be. Like, right. I want to know what made that. Was it the bun? Was it the toppings? Was it the meat? Was it the sauce? Like, what makes it better?
Yeah, I just think that it's, I don't know. Because the text line's been about this. The people I've reached out to the told them I'm going to Omaha, they said the same thing. They're like, Block 16. It's been here all week. Once we told people that we were going to go there, they said that on the text line, it says it's cooked in grilled onion butter. So yeah,
okay.
We're there. Yeah, we're there.
Smash.
I don't know, man. Like, I still think it's gonna be tough because the best burger I've ever had in my entire life is at Swope's in Rich Hill, which we're gonna miss Rich Hill, whose nickname is Dick Mountain.
Yeah,
that's not me. That's his name.
Yeah,
I didn't come up with it. He'll pitch Sunday, but we'll be there Friday and Saturday. But yeah, Block 16 is where we're going. But Swope's was the best burger I've ever had in my life. It's in Rich Hill, right by a Tasty Freeze, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah. Swope's Burgers, man. They serve the Susie Q's that come all the way up. They're all stuck together. You share with three or four other people.
Yeah.
And then the burger has that wax paper on it that when you peel it away.
Oh, the wax paper's a winner, yeah.
That little piece of cheese is still stuck.
Yeah, you got to get that off the wax paper.
Oh, yeah. God. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. That's going to be my can of corn this weekend, fellas. You're on the clock.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. I do want more on that burger and take notes and tell us all about it when you come back to it. Because everybody's saying this is a great burger and we're going up there at the end of the June. So I might have to try it if it's going to be.
And I'll tell you where Bob's Bridge is.
Yeah. Bob's Bridge is across the river between Omaha. Our friend Colby Curry from the Royals texted. He goes to Bob's Bridge. You got to go over it. It connects Iowa to Nebraska.
Literally, it's what it's called.
Yeah. Bob's named Bridge. After Bob Carey, former Nebraska something. And so you get the opportunity to walk across that. I think that'll be fun. For Can of Corn this weekend is pretty simple. At Martin City Brewery to celebrate Diane Houston tomorrow afternoon. She's being honored as the distinguished alum of Grandview High School. So we're going to go to Martin City Brewery and celebrate her, have some good brews, have some good food.
Get awesome. The Caesar salad.
Caesar salad is fantastic. The pizza's fantastic. The hot sauce that you can put on there. The hot oil is so good. And they're great people, too. Matt Moore of Martin City Brewing Company donated $15,000 now for my wife for the BMA Foundation. So they do a great job out there. And so we'll be there celebrating tomorrow. That's going to be easy, easy weekend for us. And now we got kids that drive, so we don't have to worry about it.
Tell if you talk to Matt, can you tell him to make a Dusty pizza where it's just a pepperoni pizza with a Caesar salad dumped on top of the pizza?
That doesn't sound bad at all.
Fantastic.
Caesar salad pizza is one of the best things
it's one
ever.
Of the best things ever. Yes. That's all I need from there.
That does not sound bad at all.
So good. Mellow Mushroom did a great one.
Yeah. Oh, man, I need to try that place because my buddy that I play golf with on Mondays, Big Mike, he says it's the best pizza he's ever had, Mellow Mushroom.
Really? Yeah, I think it's up there for me, too. I loved working
Where's that
there. At? I don't know where. In
I know there's one in Lawrence.
Is there?
I believe.
Okay, cool.
Oh, it's a chain place?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're all over Tennessee.
Uh-huh. And they have them in the Gulf Shores, too, I believe.
So, like, a kind of a southern
kind of a southern,
deal.
Yeah.
Southern pizza.
Well, yeah, southern pizza. How much is, you mentioned the girls driving now. How much has that changed your weekends?
A lot. Really?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Dad's tanked. It's 5. I need a ride.
Exactly.
And I know you have my location.
No, it's not even that. It's more that they can take themselves places. Like, hey, Mom and I are going out. All right, we're going here. We're going there. All right, see you later.
All right, cool. See you later. Let us know where you are. Yeah.
It's still very nerve-wracking, though. I'm not going to lie. I hate it.
I was going to ask what was my next question.
Yeah, yes. it's hard
right
now.
A few weeks into that.
Yeah, so
very
you're constantly on Life 360, you know, making sure everybody's okay. And, good. You know, it's very nerve-wracking. Very nerve-wracking.
I'm also interested to see if Gold likes this burger, because when we went to AA in Springfield to see Cags, he hated the Springfield cashew chicken.
Which was like chicken tenders with brown sauce on it.
He's going to eat a burger. He's like, tastes like a burger.
I love it.
And get a better one at McDonald's.
Well, he also, that's a good facial impression of Alex, too.
That
that's
was
really
exactly
good.
His
yeah.
face.
Yeah.
He took one bite. He just goes, hey, it's chicken. It's chicken. The egg roll was better.
The egg roll?
Now let's rip these packs.
Here we go.
No, he has a hobby pack of 24 packs of cards he's ripping in my front seat as we drive.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
I can't wait.
That's going to be good.
He goes, I'm guaranteed at least one auto.
Oh.
So I said, well, let's hope it's somebody important.
One auto.
Whatever
I
one is
know.
Worth the most.
Ryan O'Hearn, future Royal. Now that's a guy you could go get.
That is a guy you could go get. It's never, you know, how would the fan base react to that? Could the organization bring him back? I think you can. I mean, there's been rumors about Jorge Soler potentially coming back. I mean, you can bring guys back. We brought Kareem Hunt back to the Chiefs. Like, everybody has an opportunity. I think Ryan O'Hearn was miscast by the last manager here in Kansas City. I don't think they were a fit together. That's just kind of my take on the whole thing. I think Ryan O'Hearn's playing in Baltimore. He's more relaxed. He's not feeling pressure every single day to get 10 hits and one at bat. And so I think Hugh would be a good manager for him. He'd be a nice player to have here. He's been knocking the cover off the ball since he left. But I think the Royals would make that trade, and fans would be like not excited about that, you know, because they remember Ryan O'Hearn for when he was here, as opposed to the guy who, since he's left, has been a really good Major League Baseball player.
Night and day. There's a Fuddruckers in Omaha? Oh, no.
Oh, dang.
Man, you got to go to Block 16.
Yeah.
As much as everybody's like, oh, I'd love to go. Yeah, but we got these other places.
God, I saw his
And that's
face,
your generation.
Though.
You ruined Fuddruckers for us, you told me yesterday, so.
Dusty's eyes lit up.
I love Fuddruckers, man. It's that cheese for the fries.
Yeah, the fries, yeah.
O'Hearn would be a complete waste of time.
See, there you go. Have you checked O'Hearn's numbers, or are you just making things up because that's your opinion and you're not going to look at the facts? What the hell was that? Because it is 2025. That's what we do now. I was talking to somebody yesterday about that. You know, people present these great opportunities, but you don't want to look at them. You don't want to. Oh, wait, that was the stadium in memory. It's not ever going there. You're wrong.
What's your can of corn this weekend?
His is Martin City.
I knew he was talking about it. I know that was his can of corn.
Mine's going to be, honestly, if the weather's going to be nice, it's going to be being outside. Going to be in the sun. Going to be hanging out. Going to be grilling.
Getting those thighs some sun.
Be hooping up a little bit. Maybe play some disc golf. Run
He's
some
a
routes.
Shooter.
No, it'll be fun.
You going to do some routes in the driveway and get ready for the regular season?
Exactly. Well, I've got a prep.
Have Hannah out there throwing you footballs.
Oh, Hannah can chuck the pigskin. Absolutely.
He gets mad when she throws it behind him. You got to leave me. I wanted to be here, not here.
You got to throw to a spot, not to me.
Yeah, you're.
There's the spot. Throw to the spot. I'll get to the spot. Now try it again.
Mac turns into the dad from the Boom Boys.
Hannah's like, I'm out.
We're running drills.
I'm done with this.
Here comes a boom! Throw it in front of me, not from behind! That guy sucks.
Those guys are great.
I like the kid. I don't like the dad.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is the Rizzlers just completely left them. The Rizzler does his own thing. Good. They never talked to the boom guy.
He teamed up with Elmo.
Yes, I saw
that.
They
were doing the Riz face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bob's like, who the hell is this?
I know who Elmo is. The Riz kid, I mean.
That's right. Hey, go have a good weekend. Take care of yourself mentally and physically and have a good time, but also go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, enjoy the weekend. Coming up next, it's Cody Gold and Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back Monday?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.